This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we've got a terrifying story here, that's the word I was looking for, about how the FBI and ICE are using driver's license photos without owner's knowledge or consent. Evidently, it's a gold mine for the facial recognition software being used by the FBI and by ICE. Harkens back, I think, quite a bit to the Chinese government and what they're doing in certain regions.
They have that social credit system of theirs, and they're tracking all their citizens. I mean, you knew that at some point or another that some government was going to come along and say, yeah, this is not such a bad idea. Let's try that.
It absolutely was, but evidently, let's go to the phones because this is Free Talk Live, and you can talk about whatever you want. Let's go to the phones. We've got Stone calling in from North Carolina. Stone, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, Aria and Mark. Mark, I was listening to your show from last night, and I just wanted to possibly correct some of the things that were said based on what I've been reading on the Internet, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead. So we were talking about last night what's the guy's name? The billionaire?
Epstein,
yeah.
Who was arrested for child sex trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was that easy. It was like rearrested for child sex. Rearrested and now recharged on a conviction that he's already had. It's very bizarre
stuff.
Well,
the first time he got a hell of a deal from the prosecutors.
Well, I mean...
And it seems like he's been back up to his old tricks.
And he rendered assistance to the FBI as a part of that agreement. And I think that that's a real problem.
But it also carried with it the stipulation that none of his co-conspirators could be charged.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot of problems, obviously, with the system and how it works. You know, the oligarchy of having a rich and powerful group of people running hundreds of millions of people's lives. And there's kind of an example of how it's compounded. And obviously, we agree on a lot of issues. So children or people, you know, that are teenagers should have a certain amount of autonomy and be able to contract and such. But you had said last night, I believe, that the girls were getting paid thousands of dollars or at least $1,000.
I think Ian said from $200 to $1,000 was what the article said. Now, I mean,
that sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's just a reporting.
Yeah. So there's a book. I'm looking at the New York Post or NYPost.com article from 2016. And it's basically talking about a book called Filthy Rich by James Patterson, where a lot of the information about these allegations is written
James
about.
Patterson writes fiction, does he not?
I don't know.
That's
a name I recognize.
Question.
But all right. Go ahead.
The subtitle of the book is The Shocking True Story of Jeffrey Epstein.
All right.
I guess the issue is for me that one of the allegations in the book is that a girl who went by the name of Allison was purportedly hired as a teenager for giving him a massage, and she made it explicitly clear that she didn't want to be penetrated, and her allegation is that he bent her over the table and penetrated her. And for massages, if you're hired to do a massage, even an erotic massage, for $100 or $200, and the client bends you over the table without your explicit consent and penetration.
Well, that's rape in any context.
Yep, that's rape.
Exactly.
I mean, regardless of the ages of the people involved or what they had agreed to prior to that.
Right.
Penetrating someone without their consent is rape.
Exactly. And
but I looked
the allegations.
James Patterson is indeed a fiction writer.
It doesn't mean he can't write nonfiction.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy wrote some nonfiction books about tank warfare.
But I'm concerned it's going to be more along the lines of what Dan Brown does, which is essentially take an idea and say, you know, this is 100% based on fact, and then it's not.
I don't want to be put into the realm of defending this Epstein person. He sounds like a despicable human being, and I think I used the term sick a half a dozen times last night in talking
about
it.
Well, I would have to ask, what were the ages of the girls that he was sleeping with, honestly?
I think they started with 14 was the lowest age that we were told about.
No, 13. There are 13-year-olds that are alleging to have been penetrated.
Okay. There you go. So 13 is the age. And that, to me, seems too young for to be able to make a fully informed decision about these sorts of things. However, if I end up in a situation where I'm trying to determine, well, do we need a state to solve this particular problem? No, I think this is ultimately comes down to bad parenting. I don't have a 13-year-old girl, but I do have an 11-year-old boy. And he's never been in a situation where some stranger could possibly offer him some ridiculous amount of money. I mean, if your 13-year-old's going someplace to give a 66-year-old billionaire a massage, you've got parenting problems.
Yeah, I tend to think most of the parents were aware of this, and most of the parents probably facilitated it.
I don't know.
I'm speculating, fair.
I agree that the government does exacerbate problems of parenting and through taking children and putting them in homes, and a lot of the children that have been working with the prosecutors are from group homes or other kind of social homes that they don't
have. Yeah, the guy sounds like a predator.
Yeah.
They're always going to find the way to find the weak. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Certainly.
But I bet the girl spent the money, too.
Yeah, more than likely. Definitely. I mean, but I'm just saying, so the government exacerbates the problem by making it illegal to contract for certain services, even for adults, and then, you know, children or teenagers in this situation, they're already involved in a black market activity of erotic massage on an adult. So it definitely makes it very difficult to correct.
Report things. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that reporting it would have done much good. One of the parents of these girls did, in fact, report it to the police, and it was what led to his 13-month incarceration, where he spent 12 hours a day in work release, despite the fact that sex offenders are not supposed to be granted work release in that county in the first place. So I don't know what good reporting it would really have done. I'm not sure that as long as there wasn't any coercion and violence involved, that he really did anything immoral.
Well, it sounds like there was. It wouldn't surprise me at all if this guy had, he was clear he thrived on power.
Certainly.
And
I mean, most billionaires do. That's how they became billionaires.
It doesn't surprise me. I don't know if that's true. But, it seems like this guy thrives on power. And a guy that thrives on power, when they get, you know, once they're in the room with the young gal, it appears it's gals in this circumstance, then, that they use a little bit of force to get what he wants? Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I don't think that he's thinking about the libertarian lines between what is coercion and what is voluntary action and the haziness that, being a post-pubescent adolescent, you know, and how all these the minutiae of it all.
I would agree.
I imagine he's not.
Exactly.
I imagine he's just saying, I'm going to get mine. And as I understand it, we're talking about, in some cases, two times a day. This is a voracious appetite for, abuse sounds like it to me, but.
Exactly. I guess my point is that In a libertarian world, it might be possible for people to have sex with teenagers legitimately, but when you're dealing with someone, a very sophisticated adult who has much more intelligence and experience in manipulating people, and they're willing to use threats of violence, they're willing to use intimidation and essentially the force, the threat of force from an adult against a young teenager, I think is, and like I said, in the case that some of these children
Well, you're not necessarily wrong. I would agree that the state's presence in this entire thing really screws things up. Stone, we want to thank you for the call. If you have thoughts on the subject, give us a call. That number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. They have launched local.bitcoin.com. It's a trading platform allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. And I am absolutely in love with it. Visit local.
Yeah, you were talking about it before the show.
It's great. I had an extremely positive experience. Localbitcoins.com, which is a different site, obviously, it has a much higher concentration of scammers on it. But today I found myself in a situation at local.bitcoin.com where a PayPal payment had been disputed because I had been asleep and couldn't give the guy his Bitcoin Cash. I didn't even know there was a trade happening, right? So at one point during this fiasco, he had both the PayPal money and the Bitcoin Cash. And he still called me, contacting me about it, and we got it worked out. He ended up sending me back the Bitcoin Cash that I had released to him.
Impressive.
It's not anything that I would have expected to happen at localbitcoins.com, but at local.bitcoin.com, I really wish they would add exchange.bitcoin.com. To me, that would just help to give it
a
identity.
You should just stop using the other places from just the other place.
That's
true. It's probably easier
the
to
other
say.
Place. Yeah. You're absolutely
the
right.
The other place isn't paying, so they don't need their name mentioned.
Well, I mean, it's a better,
I understand. You're clear.
It's a better mirror of that other place.
Right. Oh, they've learned many of the problems that other place has had and solved many of them, too.
Indeed.
Not all of them.
The end-to-end encryption is absolutely great. Nobody at local.bitcoin.com has access to your private messages unless there's a dispute. I've had two disputes. They were both resolved within hours by contacting the arbitrators, and it's just all around awesome. Go check it out. That's local.bitcoin.com. Let's get back to the phones. We've got Dan, who is calling in from Nebraska. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. So I want to talk about that last guy's call, particularly.
Sure.
You guys, I'm not going to lie. I think it's really kind of an embarrassment a lot when I see, and I understand the WASB principle, but I think it couldn't be lost on you that libertarians have now kind of got a reputation online for, I don't want to say stumping for ephebophilia, but that.
That's the reputation, right?
Stumping for what?
Pedophilia. Yeah, I think that people who can't make cogent intellectual arguments do tend to boil things down into the easiest parts. So pedophilia, as you know, probably, is not even coming into play here. We're talking about post-pubescent people, so pedophilia.
I said ephebophilia.
Oh, ephebophilia. Okay, I'm sorry. That's the way I pronounce it, ephebophilia. Maybe I've heard it wrong. I don't know. And,
I mean, you realize that for centuries, for even thousands of years, 25, 26-year-old men took 13, 14-year-old wives, right?
Well,
I mean, this whole, men absolutely cannot have... Hold on.
Let him answer. Go ahead.
You mean most of the things that we're doing thousands of years ago, we find to be absolutely abhorrent now?
Yeah.
I don't think that argument holds up. Most things that we did back in the year zero should probably never be done again.
I'm not sure what examples you're referring to. To me, society is largely the same. Slavery still exists, sir. We have slavery right now in the United States. We just call it imprisoning. That's why the drug war came about at the same time.
Yeah, I think let me take another tactic with this. I think that yes, I agree with you that this is the direction that people want this pointed. Now, again, if anybody asks me my opinion on when people are old enough to have sex, my opinion is when you can keep your own domicile, meaning that you can then take care of your own child, then you're old enough. So I would say that
well,
many of...
like 26, 27 years old in most cases.
There you go.
Wow.
Fine. So that makes me, somebody who had, I think, sex the first time at 17 years old, which is pretty average for somebody, for a male my age. You know, too young, because I was not keeping my own domicile. I was sneaking out of my house, and to, you know, do these sorts of things. And then the consequences of my actions would likely have fallen on my parents. And that, in my opinion, that makes you too young. So, however, if you're asking me to be fair in the Epstein case, then I need to look at both sides. And I think that mostly in the Epstein case, what we have here is one rich, powerful guy hiding the actions of many rich, powerful guys. And what I would like to see, if I got my druthers, is for Epstein to finally get to roll on these people. And then for them, I believe that he, from a legal standpoint, has paid his price. That it's not okay to subvert 1,000 years of English common law in order to go get this guy who's done something bad. If he got himself a sweetheart deal, fine and dandy. But I would like to know very much what went on with Clinton and Trump and all these other people. And I'd like all the names out there, too. But then again, we found out a lot of things in the Panama Papers, and nobody remembers those either. So go ahead, caller.
All right. And I do understand the point there about, I guess you don't want to have to create a standard that would really, make justice worse for a lot of other people just because of this one case. I think
that's correct.
I think the thing though is what I would say is, and I mean, I'm not going to talk as if I am a libertarian because I'm not, but I think that optically I'm incredibly turned off when I hear this kind of stuff about the age of consent and then wanting to...
What do you do about that? I mean, like, give me some advice here. As a libertarian, hold on, flesh the question out. We'll give you plenty of time here. Don't worry. I'm going to flesh the question out. So, as age of consent is a real question. Every one of us has had an age of consent question at some point in our lives, whether it's age of consent to see an R movie, when to have sex, when to be able to smoke a cigarette, when to be able to have a drink, when to be able to drive a car, and a whole variety of freedoms out there. I think it's complicating because it's yucky for me, a 48-year-old, to talk about when kids can have sex. But ultimately, as a talk show host, in the sphere of libertarianism, these questions are going to come up because we believe that adults should be able to make what the decisions they want to make so long as they don't harm other people. However, when you have a caveat like adults, you need to determine when does adulthood exist. And I think the answer, you know, for me is... It's difficult to just say an age, and if you say an age, then all kinds of questions come up about that age. And I really love to get your full, thought-out answer on that here in a moment.
Dan, you've got a moment to think about it. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment to get Dan's answer to that. Rolling people's feathers today, talking about epiphilia,
right.
I think is
age
the
age of consent.
855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. Epstein was formally charged today by New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman for both conspiracy and sex trafficking charges of underage girls. Assistant FBI Director in charge of the New York office, William Sweeney, also has a message for everyone.
If you have been victimized in any way, or if you are somebody who has any additional information about his alleged illegal behavior, we want to hear from you. Whatever age you are now, whatever age you were then, no matter where or when the incident or incidents took place.
President Trump plans to hold another 4th of July celebration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. next year.
Based on its tremendous success, we're just making the decision, and I think we can say we've made the decision to do it again next year.
The president made that announcement at the White House on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live. Or if you want clearer quality, hop on over to the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm and use one of the call-in lines there. Let's get right back into it. We've got Dan from Nebraska. Dan, you're back with us now on Free Talk Live. Mark had a question for you.
Yeah, let me rephrase it very quickly, Dan, before so you don't have to just sort of go from memory on that. The question is basically, the idea of age and consent plagues libertarianism. As you have pointed out, you're like, I don't like libertarians. I won't call myself a libertarian because age of consent. And I get it, man. I don't think it's a real hindrance to calling yourself a libertarian, because a libertarian would say that an adult has the right to make whatever decisions they want so long as they don't harm other people. And that leaves the term age of consent out, because only adults are able to make those statements. And if you dislike libertarianism, you should dislike it for a different reason other than this.
Well,
but in the world where with age of consent, it's a question. Go ahead.
I consider myself a leftist. This is certainly not my only gripe with libertarianism.
Okay, great. Then let's hit on this one.
But what I was going to say is I actually don't particularly think, first off, that there's anything wrong with the idea of taking cases as far as, like, the difference between sex, smoking, these things, and making distinctions based on based on things that are arbitrary. I don't think decisions that are arbitrary, I think that's what a lot of people think is, oh, that's just your opinion. I agree
in a lot of ways, and I think what you're getting at is that we're essentially waiting until the Earth has rotated around the revolved around the sun enough times, so we go, oh, suddenly, magically, you're an adult. And for me, age of consent is not about age at all. It's about maturity and experience, not number of years old one is. I lost my virginity at 13. People ask, well, right. Did you feel ready? I'm like, I didn't feel ready or unready. I wanted to do a thing, so I did a thing. People act like it's this great, monumental, life-changing decision, and in like 99.9% of cases, it simply isn't, I would argue.
I'd say it's life-changing, but it's usually yucky. Go ahead.
So I guess what I would say is, and when you make this example about like how many days, I understand like how that puts into respect to arbitrariness, because truly, I don't know necessarily that I could get out a logic equation and actually work out for you a totally solid and consistent thing about, you know, as far as age across that entire board, which is why I would say I actually think that trying to make that an important part of the discussion, like, it should be a part of it for sure. We shouldn't just be ridiculous, but I also think that that's just a hindrance to good governance and good society to try to be stuck on.
Well, to me, the line on the calendar is just as arbitrary as the line on a map that we call
it's
borders.
Not arbitrary in this case. We were talking about the Epstein case here, and almost all of this hinges on the age of the young ladies in question. And
I'm saying it shouldn't.
Well, I understand what you're saying,
right.
But the everybody else is saying otherwise, right? And
I'm used to taking that position.
If Epstein went ahead and had some system for bringing in 18-year-old and 19-year-old gals,
like Hugh Hefner.
Like Hugh Hefner did, then he would have been Hugh Hefner and not Epstein and convicted and all these other things. And that's really so. I mean, age of consent is pivotal in this particular case, and I don't have a solution for it. For me, it's like, God. I mean, I look at situations like I'm looking at Billy Joel here, was 66 when he married. That was Anthony Hopkins at 66 when he married a 47-year-old. I'm seeing Billy Joel was 55 when he married a 23-year-old. I'm just going through list of. Here's Rupert Murdoch at 68, and I mean, you know, the list goes on. Basically, you know, every older guy in Hollywood who has the money goes out and, you know, gets himself a younger wife, and it's all yucky. But it's not criminal. It's criminal in Epstein's case because, well, they're under some arbitrary age. And if you force me to say what that age is, I'm going to come up short. I'm going to say probably 16.
Can I ask what makes it yucky for a 55-year-old to take a 23-year-old wife?
I don't know.
Is it because the woman
yucky
is sleeping with the older man? Or is it because the man is sleeping with the younger woman?
Go ahead, caller.
I think when you're talking about 55 and 23, that societally we understand that 55 and 23 are where we don't belong, but still there's plenty of, I'm going to say, familial and social and cultural sanction that comes to those, situations. That's
sure.
Rightfully so. I think that it's good that we have different lines where we know if it's 13, you should be legally sanctioned. We know that. But maybe if you get a little bit older, that's only for social sanction. I think it's good to have both cultural and legal standards. And I think it's good that they're different. Because I think that's the best way to make the distinction about how much we're going to accept these kinds of things as a society. When do we say, I'm not going to get in the way?
Shouldn't those societal standards inform the governmental standards, though? Like, shouldn't the government outlaw things?
The problem is that we're saying that there's an American society, and that is bull crap, okay? Elvis Presley married Priscilla Presley at some ridiculously low age and actually waited. Likely he had sex with her earlier than that. But he was an Appalachian. Same with Loretta Lynn. She married very young to her husband, whatever the heck his name was. I mean, history's forgotten him. I'm sure somebody's screaming at their radio right now what the guy's name is. But whatever, I mean, like, here we are, the effete Northeasterners telling the Appalachians how they should live. Well, I mean, you know, no, there's all kinds of cultures. What about the Aleutians out there in Alaska? Nobody pays any attention to them until suddenly they decide to get married at 14 or have sex at 14. I think we should, in a lot of cases, just butt out of these people's business.
Okay, I get what you mean by that. I think that, so here's what I would say is, as far as the...
you said you're a leftist, right?
No, let him answer. Go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with the idea of saying, you know, the plurality and the, or some kind of our society have understood at now what the most that we do about this and can try to draw the lines to guide us the best we can. They might change in the future because they're wrong, but just like science, we will only try to become more and more correct as time goes on. Certainly, right now, the standards we're using about some things, I will probably think pretty regrettably about when I'm your age, because I'm only 20. So I get that much. I don't think that should stand in the way of the idea of trying to be corrective, trying to create good society. And frankly, I'll tell you, in the case of other cultures, I actually don't have a problem with saying this other culture wrong about something like this. Cultures that want to have 13-year-olds marrying men maybe 3-4 times their age, if that was a thing, that's not okay.
Oh, that's the thing.
I think we should just call it not okay. That's
should we invade them?
Well, you're judging them according to your own cultural standards.
And that's fine. Should we invade them? Because that stuff's going on around the world. Yes. Should we bring military force?
I don't want to invade them over it.
Okay.
That's the kind of governance that belongs intra our society.
Okay.
Not necessarily something we need to...
So we should only use violence against individuals, not like whole groups of people that accept it. A societal level.
We should only use violence against people who are a part of our own, you know, politics.
Our own society. Well, it's nice to know you've got a society that you can control now. He's 20 years old and he has a society of his own. I say, I'm not part of your society. I joined the Shire Society. Go to ShireSociety.org if you want to join my society, where we leave each other alone. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. That number is 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Or if you want clearer quality, hop on over to the Discord server, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. Now, before we get back into this discussion of Epstein and Age of Consent more specifically, do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. I actually looked into them recently, attempting to get some stickers made for Freedom Female Fest coming up at Fork Fest in 2020. That's libertystickers.com. Definitely go check them out. It's an awesome site for all of your favorite libertarian stickers.
Now, I love it. I've got several stickers from him.
Speaking of libertarian stuff, the caller Dan was not wrong. The age of consent is definitely, as you were talking about, it's the weak underbelly of libertarians.
Yes, I mean, and he's correct that this is the way, in some cases, libertarians have been framed on the internet, and libertarians aren't above using this particular divisive issue, the age of consent, to sort of fight each other. There is for those who don't know, a much lauded issue that happened with Free Talk Live and us being banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival over, well, Ian's comments or perceived comments. Because a lot of times
I look forward to my ban for saying that I was 13 when I lost my virginity to an 18-year-old.
I don't think that that historical fact is going to get you in trouble. It's what you advocate for in the future and your profile. So the position that different people mature at different rates and in different ways is clear and undisputed in the child development sphere. But once you enter into this one particular aspect, and by age of consent I mean age of consent to have sex now, then you're stepping on landmines pretty quickly and pretty easily.
Absolutely. So, it's a murky
issue.
It's
because America is the way America is about sex. And I'm not going to claim to be immune from that. I find this issue to be too hot to handle. I try to avoid it as best I can. But when it's brought up, what I like to do is I like to go back and put the person who's asking the questions on their heels. Because my position is, you're not old enough to have sex until you're old enough to pay your own rent.
Right.
And I don't mean old enough to pay your own
rent.
I
would disagree with that assessment.
Able to pay your own rent.
I just don't think sex is that major of a decision in most
cases. It is if you have children, and children are the probable, almost certain outcome of heterosexual sex. And
well, if they have sex, and I've looked into this, if a woman was to have heterosexual sex every single day for a month, there's a 25% chance that she would become pregnant during that month.
Okay.
Which is very low for someone who is having sex, unprotected sex, every single day. I would certainly argue that in order to, and I don't like the terminology of being ready for sex because I just find that generally problematic because I don't think it's, was I ready to learn how to play the guitar? Was I ready to adopt a cat? Was I ready to learn to drive? No, we don't ask these sorts of questions in most cases. We just go, oh, I want to learn this thing, or I want to do this thing, and we go out and do it. But when it comes to sex...
Well, you don't do sex by yourself, and I think that's what people are looking for. So, for one, I would say that if you've got two 14-year-olds that are playing doctor, or whatever terminology we want to use as a euphemism for having consensual sex with each other, and this
right.
stuff happens.
Oh, right? Yeah.
There's news stories of the police arresting, usually just the male, young people for sex that, you know, it doesn't even make any sense. Or they sent pictures of each other to each other, or, you know, pictures of themselves to each other and that kind of thing.
And they get arrested for child pornography.
For child pornography, which is absolutely ridiculous and beyond the scope of the law. And the problem is that we don't get to choose how the law is enforced. Once these old criminals that call themselves politicians make the laws, then the police brass decide how it's going to be enforced, and then the police go out and do what their brass told them to do. And it's all just a bunch of people saying, well, I don't think them young people should be having sex. Well, there's nothing we can do about that. So if I were to set up rules and I had to set rules up on age or something, I would say, look, if you're saying, look, we have states in the United States where 16-year-olds can have sex with 80-year-olds without any consequences. And
I mean, that's 20-something states.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, the world spins on. So I'm just going to go ahead and say, apparently, 16 years old is old enough to have sex. And if it's old enough to have sex, it's old enough to videotape yourself having sex. So pornography and prostitution and all these other things are all on the table at that point. Do I like the idea of 16-year-old young ladies having sex? I don't. I don't like it. But that's not my business. My question is, how many people do you want to throw in prison over it? And at this point, they can have sex, and they can have a job, so they should be able to have a job having sex, as far as I can tell.
I would agree with that assessment entirely.
I would say that...
I don't know that I would even want to say 16, maybe 15, maybe even 14. It's not my thing. But it's still not my place to judge.
I'm not going to argue against any of those simply
right.
because I believe that some 14-year-olds would be able to make those decisions and some cannot. But I would say that any young person within a certain age range of the other young person that they're doing whatever they're doing with, they shouldn't be arrested. I can tell you that things happen with the neighbor girl. I didn't. We didn't go all the way or anything like that, but we were young.
Right.
Like, quite young. And the idea that some adult would step in there and determine that criminality had occurred when both of us, you know, I'll tell you what, she was the initiator. So
sure.
Does that mean she should go to jail? She was younger, too.
Well, when I lost my virginity at 13 to the 18-year-old, it was, in fact, to an 18-year-old female. But this didn't change the fact that I knew an 18-year-old male who was facing statutory rape charges for having sex with a 14-year-old girl.
Right. So
it's not just the cops choosing when and where to enforce it. It's inherently sexist in most cases. As somebody
right.
pointed out at dlive.lrn.fm, if a young boy has sex with a 30-year-old female teacher, nobody's
She's
really
lucky.
Going to bat an eye about. Yeah, they're going to go, oh, he's so lucky.
That's how I feel when I see these younger things, because I you know, these younger kids, because I'm like, A, all my teachers were ugly, and B, wow, how do you get a hot? I mean, there's no doubt that I wanted that to happen.
Oh yeah.
When I was 14 years old, there's no doubt that I would have gone forward with that, and I don't know, you know, what the scarring is. Is there a difference between the psychological scarring of me wanting to do that act, which happened, and versus me doing that act? I don't know the answer.
Scarring is the right word. I think you probably would have been happy.
It's not
brag to your buddies.
I'm not claiming it's the word for you. I'm claiming that's the word for the people that would claim that this is all terrible.
Yeah.
And it's a complicated issue.
It should be treated like one of these sorts of one-sided statements. So anyone who's under 18 who has sex with anyone over 18 should both be thrown in prison. It's child porn. That sort of myopic viewpoint of the world. It's cheapening and it's degrading to every human being alive.
Right. And I don't think that jail's the only answer. As the young man pointed out, there are social sanctions. I don't think a teacher who goes and does some horrible act with the entire class should just continue to be a teacher. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do. We can't throw him or her in jail anymore because the libertarians are in charge, right? I mean, that's ridiculous crap that is just thrown out there by both sides to not have to think about every other great point that libertarians make.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you could still fire the teacher.
Right. Fire them. Kick them out of the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or I don't know, by that time it's just the Scouts, whatever the hell happens. I don't care because I'm a better parent than this. Okay? I don't care why, like, when these news stories come up, my question is every single time, how the hell did this happen to your kid? And I'm sure that there's a percentage of parents out there that are what I would call good parents that these things happen to and that the sad stories occur to. However, I really believe it's people who did a bad job parenting early, and then they're like, well, what happened? Well, what happened is that you didn't talk to your kid. You didn't have frank conversations with them. You didn't discuss real life with them. And then real life hit him right in the seat of the pants, quite literally.
At which point they didn't know what to do, so they just went along with it and allowed themselves to be molested for all intents and purposes. But yeah, that's bad parenting. It's a lack of maturity.
Right. I don't tell my kid to respect somebody based on age. I don't.
Perfect.
It's a stupid thing to respect somebody based on. Oh, survival? In the most survivable country on the planet? Congratulations.
Yeah, here's their cookie, right?
Happy birthday.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.